The interview you are about to hear originally aired on June 30th. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Journalism, broadcasting, and podcasting here in Idaho has a problem. The overwhelming majority of reporters, hosts, and producers speak from one perspective, that is being white. And I can tell you, as a white woman myself, I do recognize the blind spots that this creates for me in my job. No matter how much anti-racist reading or privilege checking that I do, you know, the more reading I do on it, all of that, I will never be able to fully understand the experience of a Black or a Brown person who lives here in our state. Our guests today, though, they are doing their part to fix this problem. The Latino Card is an award-winning podcast hosted by Rebecca De Leon and JJ Saldana, and they are joining us live today to talk more. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
So first, can you guys just set the stage? Can you tell us what you do, you know, in your day jobs first off, and then how it connects, you know, to the podcast, and maybe any other notes that you want to make sure that we know about how you would describe yourself. So JJ, why don't I start with you?
Okay, so I work with the Idaho Commission on Hispanic Affairs. And so we are a state agency that works under the governor's office, and our job is to be his eyes and ears when it comes to the Latinx population across the state. And then we also host youth summits every year. Last year we had 1,500 students, and the goal there is to promote going on to college or finding a pathway to what they want to do, what students want to do after college. And we partner with every single college and university here in Idaho. And last year, they gave out $3.5 million in scholarships to high school seniors.
And then, Rebecca, can you tell me what you do in your day job and how you would maybe describe yourself as well?
Sure. So I am a Latina. I am kind of native to Idaho. I've been here ever since I was a little kid. Earlier this year, I guess my primary job, I just got a position as a communications manager with Planned Parenthood, the affiliate that covers Idaho and five other states. And then I also own a business. I own my own PR firm. And then, of course, I also co-host this podcast, which is separate from the other two.
And we should note that your producer, Ashley, is joining us as well. So, Ashley, what do you do on your day job when you're not, you know, producing this podcast?
So I am the digital editor for the Idaho Press. So how I describe it is I get to do the cool stuff with journalism. So I do the video, I do the audio, I do the graphics. I get to make things pretty.
So Rebecca, you've been with the podcast since the very beginning in 2019. Can you tell us how you came up with the name and why? And the name, as we mentioned, is called the Latino Card.
So JJ and I have been there since the beginning. Ash was brought on a little bit later, but the show originally began with JJ, myself, and Nicole Foy, who is now with the Idaho Statesman. And we came up with the Latino Card because every time that we tried to advocate for our community or tried to bring up any kind of issues while bringing in the Latino perspective, we were often pulling the race card. And so we decided to really lean into that and just be like, okay, well, this podcast, the mission of it is to talk about issues, all kinds of issues that affect Latinos, because really all of the issues affect Latinos. They just usually affect them differently. So we talk about education, we talk about policing, we talk about all kinds of different things, but we bring our perspective. And so we decided to lean into pulling the race card, and we decided to call ourselves the Latino Card.
And JJ, what was your goal when you started the podcast in 2019? And I'm curious, has the goal maybe broadened or shifted since the beginning?
Well, our goal was really to talk about everything through a Latino perspective, like Rebecca said. When we first started, we were kind of concerned that are people even going to listen to us? But luckily, we've had some really great responses. And I think, I don't know if it's shifted as much. Hasn't, but, you know, when we first started, we were trying to get our voice heard. And then, I don't know if you remember, but when the Middleton situation happened with the schools, mm-hmm. we really started thinking, we really need to have somebody out there speaking from our perspective as Latinos in the state. But I don't think things have shifted as much, but I think we're just getting our, we're very fortunate that we're getting our voices heard out there.
Well, and I should say your recognition as well, because you won an award from the Idaho Press Club this year. You took first place in the general excellence category for audio. You beat us, by the way, and we do this, you know, this is my full-time job already. So huge props to all of you. But what was it like to get that kind of recognition for what you're doing, Rebecca?
Actually, I was hoping that I would get to speak on this because this is incredibly emotional and very full circle for me. I actually got my degree from Boise State University in journalism. And while I was a journalist, I remember back in the day, I was really, really, really into Boise State Public Radio. I mean, I still am, but I would listen to it all the time. And I reached out to Sadie Babbitts, who was a producer at that time, and asked if I could just come into the studio and take a look around. And she was very kind. She gave me a tour and she said, "Would you like to watch Samantha Wright do her thing?" And I was like, "Heck yes, I would." And so I just sat there in the corner and just watched her work this magic. And I had stars in my eyes and it was incredible. And I was like, wow, I wonder if I could ever do something like that in the future. And I applied for an internship at Boise State Public Radio and didn't get it. And I was pretty devastated. And I thought maybe this wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. So I went on, I got my degree. I did some journalism work in Idaho. And then my career shifted a little because I decided that I wanted to be more of an advocate than a journalist, which is still storytelling, but kind of differently. So I took my skill set, shifted that. And then when this podcast came about, it was wonderful because to me, journalism is like the ex that you never fully get over. And then I was able to kind of do it again and combine all of my passions. And then when we went and we knew that we were up for an Idaho Press Club Award, I was hoping for third place. I just wanted to place because I knew that we were up against Boise State Public Radio. And so when I saw that we got first place, I was extremely emotional. I started crying. I couldn't believe it. I thought maybe it was a fluke or maybe I was reading it wrong. And so to really be here on Boise State Public Radio talking to you is still, I feel like I'm always the underdog, and that has the little kid with the stars in her eyes, it's still there. It hasn't gone away for me.
I mean, you know, podcasting is not easy. And I want to tell, you know, all three of you that award was so rightfully earned. I mean, don't ever feel like, you know, you were hoping for third and that, you know, that you don't deserve it, because you do. And I think that potentially goes back to what all of you are trying to do with this podcast, JJ, is bring a voice to maybe issues sometimes that need to have a voice but don't get one in mainstream media. And you know what? Oh, we have a clip that I'd like to play from your winning episode so people understand why you came in first place.
Again, point to remember is everyone has constitutional rights, and even if you're inside and immigration's outside, you should probably also call for some support so you're not going through this process by yourself.
Wow. I feel much better already. I'm not going to lie. I feel a lot less freaked out. Whether I'm a citizen or not, like, I have these rights and I feel much more protected once I know that.
Yes. Feel more human.
Yeah, more human.
Now, recently you've also been giving practical information about the coronavirus in Spanish. We've had Nicole Foy on the program, as you mentioned before, talking about, you know, how critically important that is. So how do you see your role in spreading this kind of tangible information for people in the Latino community?
We didn't know if people in Spanish would listen to the podcast, but we also didn't know how else to get this very vital information out there. The Statesman was partnering with some local people and organizations to print it in Spanish. But what if people still were not getting that information? And it was the local information that they needed. You know, are the schools going to open soon? Stuff that they can't get on Univision, which is usually where they get their information, and Spanish language radio in the area. And so it was a little bit of an experiment to see if we could reach out. And then looking at the numbers now, it seems like we were reaching the community. We actually got a surprising number of people who listened to our Spanish language ones. And so we were really excited. We really hope that that kind of fulfilled our mission of getting that information out there. And so it really feels now like we're talking to two audiences. And that was kind of, I think, the original point. The original point of the podcast was twofold. We wanted to get the voices out there that were not being seen or heard in mainstream media. And then we also wanted to try and bridge gaps. And so we're explaining things about our culture. We're explaining things about what it's like to be Latino in Idaho. But we also wanted to talk to our people. And so that was actually sort of just a test run to see what happened. And I think we're really pleased with the results.
Yeah. Ashley, I want to talk to you for a minute, if I could, because you produced the podcast, as we mentioned. You are the only white person on the podcast. You're also part of the mainstream media here in Idaho. As you mentioned, you work for the Idaho Press. What has this experience with the Latino card been like for you? I mean, what have you learned through this process?
I think my role, because like Rebecca said, I kind of hop on the podcast every single time. Like, we need a white person to answer for the entire race, you know, because so often, like, we contact, you know, one Hispanic person. We're like, hey, what do you think about this? And they have to answer for their entire race. And so we were kind of poking fun at that idea of just, so I'm the white person who has to answer for the crimes of white people. And so to me, throughout this process, it's just been a learning experience. I just, you know, it sounds cheesy and it sounds cliche, but it's just like, they're teaching me how to be a better ally, and they're teaching me how to check that privilege. You know, when we started this, I just kind of came on as just, I was like, oh, I know how to do the technical stuff, and I'm just going to help out as much as I can. But then, you know, as the podcast kind of went on and became a radio show, I was like, you know, this is my job. Like, what's the point of having all these resources and all these skills and this platform if I'm not pulling up people beside me?
Really curious, JJ, because I think you guys do such a great job of reflecting on issues of the day and then putting them in a context of what's going on in the news and what that means. I mean, for example, you know, two recent topics you've covered have, of course, been the Black Lives Matter movement, but as well as the census. So why do you think these issues are important to think about through that Latino perspective?
Well, when it comes to the census, you know, we want to make sure that we're counted, and it's very important that we're counted, because if we're not counted, it just has a ripple effect in all communities, not just with the Latinx community, but, you know, the funding that comes to our state, and then also the representation. You know, Rebecca and I can constantly say on the podcast, you can't be what you can't see, and it's really true. And when it comes to the census piece of it, you know, a lot of the funding comes to it. It comes to it for the schools. It comes for all this. And so when people are writing grants, you know, they have to use the census numbers to show what the population is. So we want to make sure that it's accurate. A lot of our community feels like we were undercounted in the last two census. So we want to make sure that we have an appropriate account. And when it comes to Black Lives Matter, we really wanted to show our support and also encourage Latinos to also be supportive of that. And Rebecca can jump in on that, because she speaks about it a little bit more eloquently than I do, but we wanted to make sure that we were supporting Black Lives Matter on our show.
Yeah, we had initially thought that this podcast was going to be something for us, for we are Latinos and we wanted our voice out there. And then when the Black Lives Matter, this whole movement occurred, we decided, we had already played with the idea that we needed to shift a little bit, that it didn't need to be just about us. We are the largest minority in Idaho, okay, but we had already interviewed somebody from the indigenous community in Idaho, and we thought, why not broaden it? And now that we have a platform that's established, and people, I think, gave it credence and credibility, why not use that to also give other voices that are not just Latinos a platform? And so I think that's what we're going to do. We might broaden it. And so maybe it will be the Latino card plus a bunch of other people.
which would be great, right? I want to thank all of you for taking some time out of your day to talk with us. We have been chatting with Latino Card podcast host, I should say award-winning podcast hosts, Rebecca De Leon and JJ Saldana, along with their producer, Ashley Miller. Thank you all so much for taking that time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters.